Let's do some grounding. This particular equinox, I've never quite experienced anything like this. Is anyone having strong physical symptoms related to this energy this week?
Yes.
Who said that?
Laurie, surprise.
Laurie? Yeah, so I have been too. It's all kinds of strange things. What have you been having, Lori?
To some degree, it's like a just more intense experience of what I kind of normally will have, but a lot of head type symptoms, additional ear ringing, additional pressure, just and intense fatigue.
I've been having the head stuff too. It feels like I have a giant space cap on.
Yes.
Lots of energy there.
So interesting.
Yeah, anyone else?
Yes, I have felt the same thing. It's almost like there's this circle around my head, and it's not a headache, but it's just heavy pressure, and it's weighted down, and fatigue. Some
Those halos are really hard to wear.
oh God forbid. Oh my gosh. And also some I'm kind of losing consciousness sometimes, I feel, and I feel grounded, but it's like there's a swirling that's happening in my head. Yes, yes.
I've had that too. Yeah, it's been really intense. How about anyone else? Everyone else is good?
This is Carolyn. I've noticed the symptoms of the whiplash where I have my headaches are more, and also my ringing in my ear is more louder too. Yeah.
Any psychic stuff going on, picking up weird things in the astral plane or visions and things like that?
This is Carla. Not visions, but I have an overall body ache from head to literally to my knees. It's been aching for a couple of days, just ache.
It's been strong energy, really. And the weather, I don't know, for people that don't live in Ohio, but the weather has been extremely strange. And I assume it's been like that in other places too.
Yes, it has. Thank you, Sarah.
I know I've been picking up a lot of the heavy astral stuff. It seems like every time I just sit down to rest and close my eyes, I get like as if I have Netflix in my head and all the dramas going on just play in my psychic awareness. So, which tells me that we're picking up a lot that's not ours, and it's just so strong around us. Mark, are you on?
For me, just a lot of dreaming. So, not that I remember a lot of it, but it's like constant. So just rapid dreaming.
That, yeah, that's what it feels like in my psychic awareness. Oh, how about anyone else?
Yes, Sarah, I too have I just lost it.
That's part of
Oh my God. Oh,
it.
right. Last Friday, Saturday, and Sunday, and the past couple of days. Yes, when I sit down to ground, my head is just like thinking things that, I really assess that this is not all me, and I knew that, but it was very difficult to pull out of it, even being very, very grounded. I really felt the toroidal feel, but I could still hear that stuff. Yeah.
So the reason I wanted us to discuss this is because I want you to realize that it's not the true you of anyone here. We're just in this giant soup of stuff. And this equinox, like I described in the Monday night class, is such a steep step. It's like going from the bottom of Mount Everest to the top. It's just gigantic, and it's opening all kinds of dimensional spaces that we have not been exposed to yet. So the reason I had the ceremony tonight before the actual equinox tomorrow morning around 10:45, 47 in Eastern Daylight Time is because I wanted us to get prepared and attuned for when overnight and when we actually meet the equinox moment, that it'll be more harmonious, more seamless of an adjustment. So that's why I'm having it the night before. And I think that will be very helpful. But I want you to understand that there's going to be an influx of so much high frequency energy that whatever you go through, whether it's smooth and in harmony and the adjustments are easy, or you have some kind of jagged adjustment to this, all of that's fine and it's not your fault and it's going to happen. And to be aware that there's such a big consciousness shift coming with this equinox that you're going to have to be grounded, patient, kind to yourself, and able to kind of sustain yourself through this period. There's just so many planetary things going on and cosmic things going on with this, that it's a big, big leap. So, anything else anyone wants to share about it? Oh, I see there's one more person coming in. Okay. We almost have everyone.
Marianne here.
Hi,
and
Marianne.
Thanks for letting me in. Appreciate that. It's been quite interesting. And I had an experience that I didn't get to share Monday night. And it's when the suggestion that we would ground umpteen times a day.
Mm-hmm.
I was walking across the living room, and all of a sudden, I just stopped in my tracks. Literally, I did not mean to stop in my tracks, but I have never experienced that pull down, that draw, like that. And I was very curious just who all was grounding that day, because, wow, I understand a lot more about the sacred circle and some of the visions that I've been seeing and not understanding, quote unquote, Sarah. But my shoulders are dropping, and I hope they continue doing that.
So isn't
Thank
that
you.
Nice? Isn't that nice that you got that kind of resonant support from whoever was grounding at that time, or however many people were grounding? You know, that's my hope, is that it just resonates through everyone by association, and it keeps circulating, and our bodies remember without us making an effort to remember. That's my hope.
Oh,
That to me is a living circle.
oh, beautiful. Very powerful, I might add. Okay, thank you all.
Yeah, I'm
Thank you
glad you
all.
made it, Marianne. I'm glad you made it.
Me too. Thank you,
Okay.
Sarah.
With
Bye
all the t
bye.
bye, with all the tech challenges people have been having, it's been a little challenging. Okay, anything else that anyone wants to share? Okay. Does anyone have a sense of excitement about this equinox? Like a real stirring that you've noticed within yourself?
This is Cindy, and I have been feeling just an overall sense of joy and excitement about the shifts and changes happening that I'm seeing energetically in the world. I'm feeling very hopeful.
I'm so glad.
I'm really glad you asked this question because I have had moments in between the panic from the symptoms of like moving into a higher frequency state and then feeling like an intensifying of that, like this vibration inside of myself, and that is very exciting. So I'm glad you brought that in.
Yeah, we are attuned to the equinoxes and solstices and the lunar movements and things like that and the solar. And, usually we can feel the equinoxes and solstices a little more strongly, or maybe a full moon. But our bodies know it. Our bodies are really tuned in to what's happening because we are part of the earth and we are made of the sun, and we tend to forget that. And so when we take the time, and I appreciate everyone taking the time tonight to spend, to bring their attention and love to the ceremony of this time. It's hard. Very often, the momentum of life makes it really difficult to stop and pay attention to the deeper soul level of your being. And so I really appreciate that you have showed up here and that we can do this together. So we'll be going into entering into the ceremony. And we, take the steps to prepare ourselves for that. And then at a certain point, the higher beings, the luminous beings, and the consciousness of the equinox takes over. And you'll notice that. There will be a point at which it feels like we're doing some personal attunement, alignment, preparing ourselves, like when you focus on your breath and focus on the body and on the grounding. And then when we come into coherence within ourselves and within the whole circle, that coherence generates a higher consciousness that then becomes the guiding force. And that's when we enter into true ceremony. And at that point, each one of us receives the frequencies, the codes, the messages, the energies that we need to receive. And it's because we are both in our unique sovereignty and in our universal state. And Each person, I want you to really hear this, will have their own unique experience. And I want you to value your experience and to be just where you're at and let it be. And see if you can let down any kind of even subtle striving, trying to fix yourselves, trying to adjust yourselves, and allow yourself to go into a complete resonant, coherent state. And it was interesting. It was one of those mornings when I was up at 3 o'clock in the morning, and I wasn't feeling that great. And I personally decided I needed to do some healing on me. And so I started to go into a state of light and energy flow. And then I was reminded as I was going at doing this that I needed to release and let go of any expectation, any attachment to any outcome whatsoever. That even the wish to heal was too much of an attachment. And then I had to let go of, oh, you know, what if I don't feel good all day long? I have to cancel clients and change this and change that. I had to release that. And then a certain panic sets in when I don't feel good. You know, what's going to happen? I don't know what'll happen to my body. And it's a background panic that I can get when I don't feel right. And I had to drop out of that. And as I dropped out of that, I settled into such a deep harmony and coherence with my body consciousness. And it was a complete, total wholeness. So I wasn't aiming to fix a specific symptom or a specific part. I wasn't aiming for anything. I was just allowing the wholeness of the energies to circulate and flow. And my body was reminding me, I know how to do this, my body was saying. I know how to restore harmony. I know how to allow this to be where it needs to be. And it was my body speaking to me, my body consciousness. And I was able to drop into that. And eventually I just fell asleep. And in the morning, I felt much better. Something had happened that really brought me along. But letting go of that, like wanting to fix the specific symptom, was really hard. You know, I wanted it fixed and I didn't. My panic was driving that. And it took a while for me to let go entirely. But when I did, my body just took over and really rose to the occasion and showed me what it could do. So our body consciousness is, once again, I was reminded how truly amazing we are as human beings. We are just amazing creations. So as we settle in here, you know, we make a little bit of an effort at the beginning to settle ourselves into the circle, and then at a certain point we let go. And if that means you fall asleep, that's fine. If you don't hear me or go off on your own, whatever, that's fine too. Whatever experience you have, allow it to be, and know that you're being is attuning you as best as it can to the shift that we're undergoing right now. Okay, any comments? Oh, and by the way, I know I've sent out the newsletter a few times, the Aveya University interview with me is up for the next, it'll come down tomorrow afternoon. So Ken and I listened to it tonight. It was actually pretty good. I like being interviewed by the woman who does it. She's tuned in. So it's connected to the emails that I sent you, so you could listen to it. Okay, it's on codependency and chaos, discovering the wisdom how to reduce codependency and chaos through awareness of energy, attention, and your spiritual nature. And one of the points in that interview, which I do want to remind us of, codependency is a really big topic right now. And it's being brought up because 15 years ago, codependency was what we considered normal, that we just weren't that aware of it. And it, kind of like a 1950s housewife. Just attending to her family, and we should serve other people, help other people before ourselves, and that just seemed normal. And now that is an evolving and shifting character quality. And what's happening is when you're spiritually activated, you have this huge desire in your heart to love and connect everyone, everything, all of life. And it's a spiritual seed that's within us, and that actually can get confused and turn into codependency because we're just reaching out to connect to everyone. And the real source of that is love. And then the part that we didn't get taught about is we weren't taught to have our personal sovereignty and to find our safety and love within first. So it became very normal to reach out and connect energetically as much as we could in a loving way. So I don't see codependency as a flaw. I see it as a spiritual impulse that needed clarification and understanding. That the teaching is we each have the safety and love as a state within our own being. And when we have that, and when we can feel that, we become wiser and clearer. And there will be a natural intuitive sense about taking care of ourselves and not having to connect outwardly for that, or seek outwardly for that safety and love that we want. And then once we can establish that within our personal being, we will have the wisdom and clarity to be able to connect on a universal level and not confuse the two, not confuse the personal love with the universal love, the personal sovereignty with what we think is a universal sovereignty. So that's what that interview is about. And she did a good job of interviewing me. So if you get a chance, you might want to listen to it. Oh, there's someone else who wants to come in here. Okay. So Sorry, Laura, I sent out the wrong password and I just saw that you were waiting to come in. We're just getting started for the grounding part now to enter the sacred circle. Okay. We almost have everyone. There we go. Everyone's starting to ground and settle in. And allow yourself to breathe into your inner awareness. Find your inner center. Sink down into the lower part of your torso to the third, second, first chakras. Feel your seat on the chair. The amount of light here is stupendous, it's huge. And so we need to center ourselves so that we'll be able to be aware of it and resonate with it and meet the beings that are here. So, an equinox and a solstice is a cosmic ceremony. There are beings on all dimensions that participate in this ceremony. So, we are joining a ceremony. We're not creating it. We're not the center of the universe here or the center of the ceremony. We are actually joining a ceremony that's happening. And we don't normally think of the sun and earth as conscious beings being in ceremony together at this moment. And we don't usually have awareness of the luminous beings that participate in this. And so it's a very expanded dimensional experience. It's not linear at all. There we go. I'll be quiet for a moment as you settle in more deeply. Allow yourself to invite your tailbone to soften and release, which allows the breath to deepen and soften. It allows the fascia and tension to release. So the circle is already activated, the toroidal field and axis are luminous. We're joined by a cosmic choir of beings. Let's come down to the calf muscles and invite them to soften and release. There we go. There we go. See, immediately upon releasing some of the tension in those calf muscles, the earth circle that we are got brighter. And bring your awareness down to the soles of your feet, sensing the chakra beneath the arches, activating and connecting with the energy of Mother Earth. Now, instead of just picturing them as roots or feeling it as a narrow band of energy, stream of energy going down into the earth, we're already at a point where we are being showered, like fountaining up all around us and through us. This energy from Mother Earth is very expansive and very big. So it's streaming up through your body and around your body and helping to clear and bring your field and body into harmony. And I'll be quiet again to let you settle into this. You'll feel the roots, the light roots going down, but you'll also feel this expanded energy coming up around you and through you. Relax as if you're sitting on the beach with the beautiful sun and the waves and beautiful water. At that kind of receptivity where you're just sinking into nature, or you're sitting in a forest lying on a big boulder and sinking into the energy of the boulder. And the mind starts to quiet, and we start to do less doing and more sensing. And we greet Mother Earth with our hearts. No words necessary. It's a returning to her heart, to her loving arms. Reminding us that we are truly meant to be held in her heart while we were. Are here in our bodies, that we were never meant to feel abandoned or left without support, that our intrinsic nature is to be of her, with her, and in her. And there's a tremendous sense of loving safety that comes with this. And this has been forgotten. And the power of the culture to forget this is very strong. And that's why so much practice is necessary to return and return and return. You can feel yourself quieting down. That sense of being held and part of belonging to the earth quiets the nervous system, soothes your whole being so that the mind naturally starts to quiet. And that's what you want. You want to provide soothing for yourself so that you just naturally start to become silent. Anytime we have to strive to become silent, we just add to the noise. We greet the spirit of the water, spirit of the fire, spirit of the air, and the spirit of the ether, the totality of organic life holding us, guiding us, a supreme intelligence that is intrinsic to the earth and to us, which we forget about. There's a tremendous expanded light coming into the circle now. Higher frequency. And we greet the directions, the east, the south, the west, the north, above and below. Again, resonating with the structures and sacred geometry of life. This is soul language, soul communication. I'll be quiet again. Starting to clear the fog, the heaviness of what we collect during the day. And we all collect it. The important thing is to spend time clearing it each day. So there's a tremendous fountaining of light coming from deep in the earth, a tremendous light from coming that's coming from the heavens. And we're just bursting into pure luminosity here. It's happening very quickly. And if you don't feel that, that's okay. It's still happening in your field. You will have the effect of it. It will impact you, whether it's now or over the next couple of days. It doesn't matter, but it's happening. You might feel energy in your hands and your feet. In your heart. And I really want to bring us back to like the Dantian area, the second, third chakra area, and let that area open up and open to a flow. And the root chakra. This ensures that we include the body consciousness in our ceremony. We don't have to leave the body to resonate with the higher frequencies, the higher consciousness. It's around us, it's in us. And that's part of the new earth. It's the difference between the old paradigm of ascension, that we had to leave the body to achieve a higher frequency and become more holy, more sacred. However, but that was normal for the last 2,000 years. And now that's changed. Now we're to experience it. Our body is consciousness and not as dense physical matter. It's consciousness, and it's consciousness that is alive and vibrating with many dimensions of consciousness. And because we're here in a body, we're meant to stay in the body and experience consciousness from this point of view. We chose this point of view. And so all the light beings, all the angels, all the holy people that you strive to connect to, they're all here. You don't have to go anywhere. They support you being in body consciousness now in this new earth. And by bringing flow to the third, second, first chakra area, it allows you to anchor in the body and allows the body to become consciousness. It allows it you to be aware of the body as consciousness. And it's very powerful and supportive. But this idea that you are meant to stay in the body, resonate with the consciousness of the body, which brings you into resonance with all kinds of beautiful frequencies. This is new. It's new for all of humanity. There were certain traditions that worked with this over the last 6,000 years, but they were very private. But they helped keep the teaching alive. Okay, the axis is getting stronger and stronger. Now, as our axis and field get brighter and brighter, we gather, and this is not linear, it's dimensional. We enter a gathering of souls, of consciousness that is participating in the equinox event. So we don't think of it as linear. And that's hard. But we are starting to resonate in a way that we can start to know that we are not just attending to a physical body, but we are sharing a space of consciousness with illuminated beings. Just rest into this. Don't try to notice this. It's an experience. So the central axis is luminous and it's also a tone. It's a frequency, like a string vibrating. It has color, it has tone, and each one has a unique presence within each of us. So it could have a different note, a different set of colors, fragrances, images, and that is the frequency of your pure self vibrating in your phys as the center of your physical consciousness, connecting you from the sun to the earth and back. And allow that central axis to vibrate. Like when you pluck a string and it has movement and bigger wave, and it has multiple strings within it. And it's got beautiful music. And listen to the music of your being. Sense it. It's like a chord. It's like the organ music in a giant organ in a big cathedral, reverberating through your whole body and consciousness. I'll be quiet for a little bit here. As these frequencies open up and vibrate, they open the dimensional gateways. And you could have an experience of meeting with loved ones who have passed away over to the other side. You could have an experience of the records. You could have an experience of a soul retrieval, a past life. This opens up consciousness to many experiences, meetings with luminous beings that are very meaningful for you. So I'll be quiet again. And you might feel the solidity of your being breaking up and becoming more fluid, airy, more consciousness than solidity. And now we're going through a period of cleansing the stories of the old paradigm. The conditioning and the stories. And it's a healing, a frequency experience. So relax into that. There's also a galactic shift going on where all the planets and celestial bodies of the Milky Way, the galaxy, are going through the shift as well. And this is a time-space shift. It will ultimately change our molecular structures over the years. Our entire space is reconfiguring, and everything within that space will adapt and change to the new frequencies. And that's not about Earth catastrophe. This is a bigger cycle, like in millions of years. And we're letting ourselves expand without worrying about daily life here. We're really allowing ourselves to discover our true nature and our true connection to all that exists. And this coincides with the Kali Yuga ending, the 26,000 year cycle shift. It's a big shift. We're in the middle of it. If you notice any worry or fear, concerns floating through as dense energies, try to give them up into the greater flow here. Allow them to be carried into the lighter frequency as best as you can. So we want to allow all the physical properties of our body, the densest properties, the organs, the muscles, the tendons, the dense tissues. And allow the vibration of that central axis to actually tune all our physical structures. It's like listening to music and your body responding to that music. You're listening to your soul music and allowing the body to be tuned to you. And we're receiving a vibrational flow of the consciousness that we'll be in from the equinox to the solstice. We're being attuned to that. We're receiving I want to say we're receiving teachings in a vibrational form that each one of us needs individually. To bring us into greater harmony and coherence over the next 3 months. And don't try to put words on this. It's a vibrational experience, but we're each receiving that. Beautiful. Don't try to give it words because you're not going to be able to interpret it. Even if you think you're hearing a message, let it go. It's if you're giving it words, it's being overlaid by old conditioning and old paradigm. And that's too fear-based, too restrictive, too one-dimensional. So any kind of message that you receive that you give words to that didn't arise directly, spontaneously, notice the difference between an intuitive sense that is clear and arises directly from the deep stream of universal wisdom versus anything that's overlaid with fear and limitation. Remember how we were talking about the astral stuff that we were picking up at the beginning here. It's too easy for that to overlay any kind of intuitional experience here. So our central axis is attuned to the consciousness that's going to be present for the next 3 months. You're being received the intelligence and consciousness of those frequencies. And none of them have fear in them. There's no fear. I want you to feel the difference between your thinking, old paradigm consciousness, and the incredible frequencies of these higher intelligences that we're working with on a cosmic level. And feel how fear is a sphere, a layer of consciousness. It's a frequency. And note how it is like in a certain realm, in a certain vibrational state. And it doesn't have to be attached to you. It doesn't have to live in you. And just noticing the difference between being in a non-fear, pure harmony state and what that fear felt like, so that you have that discernment. Because that is one of the things that is the big shift that's going to be coming through over the next 3 months, which is the release of this fear consciousness. So we're starting to come back. We're still very expanded, very sourced by this incredible white golden consciousness. But we are starting to come back more to our body and room that we're in. and our breath. And we're letting our robes of light be like a cape of light with a hood, like you see monks or beings in retreat, but we're being given these robes of light. And each one of us has a being that is placing that on us that we will carry forth from this ceremony. And this is what happens in ceremony. This is the magical, mystical experience of ceremony. We can be given a robe of light. We can be attuned to the next cycle between the equinox and the solstice. We can be raised into a new frequency, a new consciousness that's more in tune with the cosmos and Mother Earth. And in ceremony, we can have a complete transformation of being. And it's not logical and it's not linear. In ceremony, with a beautiful group of beings, we get to experience the incredible, miraculous human experience, the true human experience. So, as you return to your daily consciousness, allow for the space that you entered tonight to exist. Say to yourself, I experience my daily life and I experience ceremonial life. And they're not exclusive to each other. And I'm getting to know more about the true human being than I've been able to know before. And don't put a rigid wall between the two experiences. Allow them to be permeable. Allow ceremony to be in your life. So overnight, and there actually is in the 3D world a moment of the equinox. I see it more like a wave that goes from the equinox to the solstice, and then from the solstice to the equinox, that we're riding a wave of intelligence. And that as we get to that center point where it shifts, there's an opportunity, a gateway time where we can experience more of our true being. And so it's not unusual to start experiencing that, like even a week or two before the actual equinox or solstice, and afterwards too. So it's not as linear as we might think. So take a little bit of a deeper breath. Feel how beautiful your body is, your being is. The joy in your heart to be able to experience ceremony. How it feels at home within you. Like, how can we live without this? How can we make everyday life a ceremony? And feel your heart and your gratitude and your joy. And the love that permeates your being. And allow yourself this beautiful experience. And take a moment to feel gratitude for all of us that are here tonight, spiritual family. And we'll conclude with feeling blessings for all beings. And I'm willing to stay on longer if anyone has anything they'd like to share or any questions. And if you feel like you just want to go off and be quiet with yourself, please feel free. Or if you'd like to share or comment, I'm here for you. But when you come on, if you do, have your voice be very quiet and gentle because everyone's in a very delicate state.
Sarah, this is Carolyn. And I, through the process, I kept like my head, it's like I was falling asleep. And then I'm not sure where I went, but all of a sudden, right before you started the conclusion, then I like popped back in. And it was just, I don't know exactly what the experience was, but it was like I was not really in the same realm.
I can hope you can allow that to be beautiful.
It was beautiful.
Good, good.
Yeah, it was lovely.
Wonderful.
Yeah.
Thank you. Okay, so grateful for everyone here. I actually will send this out as a link in an email sometime tomorrow. And in a day or two, I'll put it up on the website page. We don't have a class page for this, it's just a public page, but you get the recording before everyone else would get it a couple days ahead of time. So it'll come as an email. I don't want to put it up on the public page just yet. And I'll send out the information for the weekend mini retreat tomorrow. I didn't send it out early because I didn't want you to get confused about which Zoom to use. And of course, I made a mess of that anyhow. So whoever's registered for the weekend retreat, you'll receive an email tomorrow with the Zoom information for Saturday. And thank you for being such beautiful souls and creating this incredible space tonight. So sweet dreams and many blessings.